views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. If you want to be inspired, if you want to create purposeful living, if you want to find out how it feels to conquer a powerful living journey, gain clarity and guidance, and uncover the recipe of your greatest birthright, then you're going to want to get it straight from the sophisticated guys, David and Philip. So stay tuned and get your sophisticated on. You're listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip, coming up right next.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
Welcome to Get Sophisticated with Sophisticated Guys, Philip and David.
This is David. Good morning, everyone.
So we have a great show for you guys today. We're actually going to be talking about the shadow, and we have a very special guest. Before we introduce the guest, we'll do our introductions, just in case we have some people who are just tuning in for the first time and don't know us very well. So, David, why don't you kick us off with introducing yourself and telling about what you bring into the Sophisticated Show?
Absolutely. So, welcome, Seattle, and everyone listening wherever you're at. I'm David Zarza. I'm the intuitive half of the Sophisticated Guys, where we teach you or we assist you in living your life in great taste with a twist. And today, we're going to be talking about the shadow, and I'm going to be introducing our guest a little later, but now, Philip.
So as David mentioned, he's the intuitive part of the partnership here. And I'm actually the pragmatist. I'm much more logical and I'm the person that likes processes and systems. And so what I do is I take, I say I'm the translator of all things woo-woo. And so I take the information that David's able to get for you and I help you to root that here in the real world and figure out what you need to do to develop a strategy to make that life a reality. Mm-hmm. So as David mentioned, we do have a very special guest today, and I'm going to let David do the honors of sort of giving a brief introduction, and then after that, we'll actually bring her on and let her tell us a little bit about her story and her background and fill us in on what she's doing currently. So David, why don't you give
sure.
a brief intro, and then we'll have Kelly come on.
And then we'll launch Kelly. We'll bring her on the show. So Kelly is pretty amazing. I ran into Kelly when I attended this event called The Shadow Process in March. And I'm going to have her speak about it because there's one coming up in D.C. that's special and different than the others. But at The Shadow Process, you know, you learn to let go of anger, resentments, guilt. You deal with the pain from your past so you can move forward and, you know, in a very purposeful way. So let me share about Kelly because I'm really excited to bring her on since she's connected to Debbie Ford and Debbie Ford's material, which I got to say, out of, you know, the handful of people that have been formative in my life, Debbie Ford is one of those, you know, powerhouses that helped me bust through a huge block in my life. And Kelly is an integrative life coach. She's based in Florida. She's head of the Ford Institute, which was founded by, you know, the transformational thought leader and bestselling author Debbie Ford, which I mentioned earlier. And I have a story about that when Kelly's on the line. Since Debbie's passing in February of 2013, Kelly has been leading all of Debbie's workshops and trainings, including the groundbreaking Shadow Process Workshop. So, Kelly, I am so excited to introduce you and to have you on the show because this is one of my favorite topics ever.
Well, I'm with you. It's one of my favorite topics ever, so we have something really good in common for today.
I know. So Kelly, I told David when we were coming in this morning, I'm going to let the two of you run as fast as you want, and I'm going to play the role of the audience that if I have
okay.
some, I'm going to jump in and ask some questions just in case, you know, you two start having too much fun together. So
okay.
So Kelly, I had a chance to just recently sort of talk to you and prep before the show. And so I was really interested in your story and your background and your own evolution. So why don't you share that story with the listeners just so they can get an idea of who you are and how you came to do what you're currently doing today?
Well, I will say, like David, you know, I actually was a lawyer. I guess I am a lawyer, but I don't practice law anymore. Mm-hmm. I then started another business called Go Goddess years ago, and it was about bringing women together to discuss issues common to all. And, you know, with women, we don't need to necessarily find the solutions, but we need to discuss the issues, and we need to understand that all our answers are inside of us. And that game was the right that we wanted to make it interactive, so we created a game. And it was the right thing at the right time, at the beginning of spirituality, at the beginning of all, like, girlfriends and chick-chat and all that other stuff. And we got a lot of PR. We were in Oprah and InStyle and People, all this other stuff. And it just expanded so that people were calling on us to do seminars and workshops and this and that. And, you know, just because I was a good girlfriend did not qualify me to hold a room and to hold people through transformation. So at the time, I said, okay, I need to get some training here. And life coaching was just coming into vogue. And I asked a friend, I asked around, what's the best, you know, life coaching training? And everyone said, Debbie Ford, the Ford Institute. And I had also done a lot of inner work, transformational work. I sweat in sweat lodges. I rebirthed in pools. I studied all different modalities. And I had my shifts. And, you know, for a week I was a new person and then back to the same old person.
Exactly.
So it was when I got to Debbie Ford's work. And so I certainly do, you know, honor what David said, that it changed my life. Nothing else that I had done had been, I'd been in therapy, it moved the scale, you know, it moved the needle on the scale, but this catapulted me into the whole new reality. And as a result of that, you know, at the same time I was going through my own divorce, and, you know, I sold my other business, and I decided, you know, I'm always one of these people who wants to give other people, you know, like my best secrets or my best tips or here's the best restaurant, here's the best thing, go do this. I like to share whatever, you know, helped me, you know, because I believe it is bringing one person, you know, putting out your hand and helping the next person across the bridge. And so at the time, I could have gone back to practicing law, become a mediator, whatever, but I decided I wanted to share with people this work of Debbie Ford that had transformed my life so much and kept transforming my life. So I dedicated full-time being an integrative life coach, and I think I became probably one of Debbie's most successful coaches. And I had a big practice, and then she invited me to come on staff to train other people, do what I do, to coach. And then as things progressed over the years, you know, my responsibilities at the Ford Institute just grew, and I started writing curriculum and leading all her programs. And then as she got sicker, you know, Debbie passed in February of 2013 from cancer, she started having me run some of her workshops with her. And after one of her life wishes that we continue on her legacy and sharing her work, and that, you know, I be leading the shadow process, which is one of the, you know, utmost evolutionary, revolutionary, transformational processes, I think, in the world, and a lot of people would agree with me. And, you know, the Institute and the training, and just keep her legacy alive. And she was brilliant enough to not set herself up as the guru, but making everyone the guru of their own lives. Mm-hmm.
That's really important. And that's what I noticed, you know, in delving into Debbie's work and noticing, you know, whenever she spoke or whenever she shared about, you know, her material and her work, that she did make it a priority that everyone take responsibility for their own lives.
Exactly.
You know, that she wasn't the one that was going to be there calling the shots, making the decisions in a person's life. She was just there to guide them.
Yes.
And that's
because, unfortunately, most people do not trust themselves. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, you learn certain things after working with thousands of people, and at first it's shocking, and then you look inside and go, oh, I don't trust myself either. But most of us are always looking to the outer world. We're looking to the outer world to tell us what to do, what to wear, where to go, what to order. And we have not developed the relationship with self.
That's so
and
true.
So Debbie's work was really founded on, and it's also taking responsibility, because if you're looking to the outer world, then, of course, you also get to blame the outer world and stay the victim, and none of us want to, you know, it's not the best place to be. Debbie's work was absolutely training that muscle of trust, getting you to look inside, to tune in, to listen, and then to trust what you're hearing, and then to take action on it so that you are standing in that place of co-creator.
I love that. I love that, Kelly. So we're going to take our first break right now, but I wanted to make sure, you know, to touch on what exactly the shadow is when we return from the break. And I'd like you to share about that, Kelly, because I have my own interpretation, but I want to hear yours absolutely. And callers can definitely call in to ask any questions, get any answers, maybe even get some coaching from us and Kelly. The phone number to call in is 800-930-2819. And you are listening to the Sophisticated Guys, David and Philip.
Mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com, or call 844 letter B Intuit.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I can't take the person staring back at me. I'm a hazard to my
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with the Sophisticated Guys. I'm Philip Bryant.
I am David Zarza.
We have a special guest today, Kelly Castell from the Ford Institute. Just wanted to take a quick moment. David wanted me to talk a little bit about the music.
And yes, the music selections, because you do such a great job with it.
I know. So I actually do spend time picking the music, and I actually enjoy this a lot. And so we talk about how I'm a little bit obsessed with pop culture. And so,
and if it was left up to me, everything would be melancholy.
Melancholy, and it would be two artists if it was left up to David. And so, so we sat down. We were like, we're going to be talking about The Shadow. What are some good songs? So the songs are actually tailored today to the topic. So again, I'm going to give the phone number out really quickly. We would love to take callers today for anything related to The Shadow. If you want to get a reading from David, if you want some advice or coaching from either myself or Kelly, phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And so I am going to play the role of the audience here, and I'm going to start very basic. So, Kelly, why don't you just talk to us about The Shadow? Like, what is The Shadow?
Okay, so first I want to say that we all have a shadow. And your shadow is actually the part of you that you hide, you deny, or you suppress. It's the part of you that you're embarrassed about or feel shame about. Carl Jung used to say the shadow is the person that you'd rather not be. So the shadow are those characteristics or traits that you don't own in yourself. So it might be quote-unquote negative ones, like I don't want to be selfish, I don't want to be lazy, I don't want to be stupid. But and those are what we call quote-unquote dark shadows. But as we all know, lots of people also have a hard time owning their fabulousness, owning, you know, their magnificence, owning what we call their quote-unquote light. So there are also light shadows. Because just like we can't see, sometimes we can't see our dark, we can't see our light either. And other people go, oh my God, you're so charismatic, you're so fearless. We don't see it in ourselves because we've denied it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that too, because in listening to your story, what I love is that you had attained a level of success. I mean, you were a successful attorney, you had built this business, it was getting lots of recognition and traction, and you still felt in that moment like, I'm not big enough, I'm not grand enough, I'm not prepared to take this to the next level. And so I think, for me, what I love about The Shadow is that it is universal, and it's part of being human, and it's part of the experience of figuring out who you are and what you're doing in this world. And so, you know, as you described that, I imagine every listener was sort of squirming a little bit, because everyone can relate to at least one side of either the dark or the light, but usually both. I mean, we usually struggle with both sides of it. And so I love The Shadow. I love the idea and the topic of The Shadow, because I think that it's your story really shows well, I think, that once you start to do this work, your whole world changes and the world opens up to you, because you're no longer throttling things and keeping doors closed.
Well, it also brings a certain level of freedom. I can tell you, so first of all, we should probably just say how the shadow is formed. The shadow, and why we call it the shadow, is because it lives in the unconscious mind. You know, I don't know all this stuff is running me, and that's why I feel like doing shadow work is having like a magic key. Because when you understand the concept, you're like, oh my God. So the shadow, we call it the shadow because it lives in the dark of your consciousness, the part you aren't aware of. So the shadow is formed under the age of 7 or 8 or 10. Something happens, and because as children, we don't have the capacity to understand it or interpret it in an intelligent manner, we make it mean something about ourselves. So, you know, if I'm grabbing for that chocolate chip cookie and my mother says, you know, don't be selfish, leave it for your brothers and sisters, then I'm going to think selfish is wrong. So I'm not going to want to be selfish. Or if someone, you know, if the kids laugh at me when I peed, if I peed on the playground and they all laugh at me, then I'm going to think I'm not good enough or I'm a loser. And then I'm going to try to hide the loser self. And then I keep creating this persona over it because I never want to feel the shame of that moment. So I decide I will never be that, and then I create the shadow over it. In my story, probably what I identified with was, you know, probably there were five characteristics, maybe 10, that I wanted to be in this world. Mm-hmm. You know, probably successful, smart, blah, 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 all those, you know, generous, kind, all those things. And everything else I was trying to suppress. And so you're not free. Because if you're not those 10 things, then you're berating yourself for not being those 10 things. And Debbie used to, you know, always use this great visual of the beach balls. You know, she'd have, so if each beach ball was a different characteristic that you didn't want to be, on the beach ball, imagine one, you know, my stupid self, you know, my greedy self, my lazy self. So if I, you know, when you try to hold down a lot of beach balls, after a while you can't do it anymore, and the beach balls come up, and they hit you in the face, and they splash on you and everyone else around you. Mm-hmm. And that's what the shadow does.
I love that analogy because, like, I always like to interpret, you know, concepts or principles in a very material way, in a very worldly way. And I sort of see them as, I sort of see us as planets, you know, a planet rotating around a sun. And there is always a side of us that is in the dark, you know, but there is a whole bunch of beauty there. And what's awesome is that as a planet, we create this gravitational force, just like the shadow does, that brings people, situations, you know, experiences that seem to highlight exactly what's in the shadow.
Exactly, because yeah. The soul is here to evolve, mm-hmm. and you don't evolve by hiding something. Mm-hmm. You evolve by making peace with it, by getting I am that, by finding the gift of that.
Mm-hmm.
And hiding and denying is not evolution, it's avoidance.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and to go back to the beach ball analogy, so I think those beach balls, when they pop up and they hit us in the face, they usually show up as other people who you know, we tend to point the finger at and say, you know, I can't stand that person because they're, and we give them the label. And it's really just, it's a mirror reflecting back to us, this part of us that we're avoiding. And mm-hmm. so, Kelly, can you talk a little bit about how the shadow might impact your everyday life? I mean, like,
well, the shadow defines your limits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it defines how much, because we do shadow work because ultimately it comes back to self-love. That's what we're looking for. And all our work is based on wholeness, that everything we see in the outer world, every characteristic we see in the outer world is in us. And I always love that saying that God didn't give us any spare parts. So we need all. I need my selfish self if I want to set boundaries or say no. You know, I need my lazy self if I want to stop working and, you know, take a day off. Every part can serve us if we have a healthy relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
So by learning to love all the parts of yourself and to find the gifts of all the parts of yourself, you have access to the parts of yourself. If you're denying 50% of yourself internally, if your internal world is reflected in your external world, or if your external world is a manifestation of what's in your internal world, mm-hmm. and internally you're denying, I don't want to be 50% of who I really am, then what are you going to create in the outer world? 50%.
That's right. Half a life.
If I can embrace 100%, I'll take 90 at this point, 99, 90% of who I am, and I have access to 90% of me, then in the outer world, I'm going to be expressing that. I'm going to be manifesting that. I've got my whole 90% team to help me create.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting. And that's why we do shadow work. Beyond the fact we're more self-expressed, we're more authentic, and we're not walking around in fear that you're going to find out about me. My biggest secret, I think, is a secret, which, of course, the world always knows because mm-hmm. we're never keeping secrets,
right,
you
right.
know, but we're not walking around in fear or, you know, becoming that people
out.
Pleaser and running around like a gerbil.
Yeah, yeah. So Kelly, you talked about shadow work, and you know, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the shadow work, and specifically, I want to talk about the shadow process, because
okay.
when I experienced it in March, you know, I was corresponding with Fran, you know, one of the
the enrollment director at the Ford Institute.
Exactly. And I told her like 5 days before the shadow process, I am really scared and I sort of don't want to go. Because I have no idea what's going to happen, but I have a feeling it's going to be transformational, and I don't know if I'm sure about this. So I want you to share about that, because I thought it was an amazing experience, and I'll share more about that. But we're going to take a break right now, and I'm going to give out the number again for whoever would like to call for some insights, for some guidance, for some help in shedding light into those dark parts of you. And you'll get to see that there's actually a lot of goodness there. So give us a call at 800-930-2819. You are listening to the Sophisticated Guys, David Zarza and Philip Bryant.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
All right. Welcome back, you guys, to the Sophisticated Guys Get Sophisticated with David Zarza and Philip Bryant. So that was just Kelly Clarkson singing about the dark side. Another great musical choice by Philip. And I wanted to, you know, bring us back from the break. We're going to dive into what the shadow process is and what shadow work is. But I just wanted to share, you know, I know a lot of people who are interested in psychism or, you know, the supernatural or mediumship, listen to the show. And what I've noticed as a psychic is that shadow work is an important developmental step in order to be able to perceive more than what your eyes can show you. because the more you seem to have hidden from yourself, the more the universe seems to hide from you. You know, so if you want to tune in more clearly to whomever or whatever, shadow work may be the right solution for you. So like I mentioned earlier, in March, Philip remembers this because I came back this angry little monster. not really an angry little monster after the shadow process. More like, what was I like?
You were like a scared little kitten cornered in a dark room. It was very interesting.
No, I wasn't. No, it was a transformative weekend. It was a 3-day session, you know, with Kelly and her team. And we went through all of these processes to unconceal, you know, what was in the shadow and process a lot. You know, we did forgiveness. We did anger processes. We did some, you know, light shadow work. It was a really exciting weekend. So Kelly, could you talk to us about shadow work and specifically the upcoming shadow process?
Well, the shadow process, let's just start there. And, you know, I loved what you said before the break, or is that you were scared mm-hmm. to go, because that is the shadow. Because the shadow is what keeps us stuck. It is what keeps us back. And so any time we're putting in our place to have a breakthrough or to unconceal something, you know, the shadow will go, no, don't go. And, yeah. you know, you'll finding excuses and mm-hmm. justifications and mm-hmm. all these things, reasons not to go, because people like to remain comfortable.
That's right.
Even in our discomfort or in our pain or our disillusionment, there is some comfort in status quo. So anytime we're on the precipice of the breakthrough, there is that gravitational pull to the past. Don't do it. Don't go. What do you need to schlep to San Francisco for? Mm-hmm. And so I'm not, you know, things do come up, and it is the shadow.
Yeah.
And so anyone who feels that way, and I give you, you know, kudos for just like, okay, I get that. That's that negative self-talk. Uh-huh. There's something calling in my soul for me to go to this, and I'm going to follow that calling. Yeah. My faith is greater than my fear.
Yes.
The shadow process is, it's really a 2.5-day, you know, it's 3 days. It starts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Transformational process, really about, like you said, owning. It's about going through owning your dark and your light. And, you know, it is an experiential process because Debbie was, you know, you go to a workshop most of the time, you have someone who's talking, a talking head. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Debbie used to say that the gift of her stupid was she couldn't learn from someone who was just talking. She mm-hmm. needed to experience it. So we do a lot of experiential exercises because transformation doesn't happen in the head. Mm-hmm. It happens in the heart. And people have to have a cellular experience of transformation. And, yes, that's why we do, you know, anger release work. That's why we do, you know, beautiful forgiveness work. That's why, you know, we do having mirroring exercise. We do all sorts of exercises so people experience it on a cellular level. And I'm not surprised that you go home a little shell-shocked or a little raw, because literally your cells are being recoded. You're letting go of an identity, even if it's a negative one or a not serving one, that you've been, you know, that's been protecting you, your armor that's been protecting you, your persona that's been your protecting you. And now you're out in the world and you can't live there anymore. You can't live in your smallness. So you are raw because you know that you're much bigger than that and your potential is much bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you it just is one of without fail. We see people have radical shifts, and the shifts keep happening long after the shadow process.
Yeah, they do.
You know, it has a ripple effect that you'll go 6 months later, oh, my God. And we also teach you tools and concepts to empower you to do it at home kind of thing.
Yeah. It's 6 months later, and I'm still saying, oh, my God.
Yeah.
As am I.
Well, because you come home and you share, you know?
That's right.
And so it is a powerful process, and the shift that can happen in 2.5 days who you walk out. And the interesting thing is nothing in your external world has changed. Your mother is still your mother. Your partner is still your partner. Your job is still your job. But you've changed internally. Your perception, transformation is a shift in perception. Mm-hmm. And those are the first words I heard Debbie Ford say when I walked into the shadow process. Mm-hmm. And how I viewed myself, my characteristics, my life, my past, the experience, the people, that all shifted. So when I walked out, I had new eyes. Mm-hmm. I had a new understanding. I was no longer in my cage from the past.
Well, I think, you know, the name of the show is Get Sophisticated. It's a play. You know, David and I both are gay men, and so it's a play on the word sophisticated. And mm-hmm. But I think part of what's happening to me as I'm listening to you just describe the process of confronting your shadow and learning about it, it's really similar to the journey of sort of coming out.
Yes,
and
it is.
And so, you know, we do have a lot of listeners who are part of that community who have had that personal experience of, you know, depending on where you grew up. I mean, I talked about this on a show recently that when I was growing up as a young kid in the early 80s to mid 80s, And the messaging that I got about gay people, because it was at the height of the AIDS epidemic and you were seeing people die and you were seeing lots of shaming and hatred that was being directed towards this community. So growing up and then knowing and coming to the realization that I was gay, like I had a lot of stuff to unravel about just owning that part of me. And so that journey of, you know, stepping into your own sexuality or owning who you are, mm-hmm. that happens with these ideas or these things that we label as being good or bad. And so exactly. I just want to make that connection. The other
Absolutely.
Thing I want to sort of jump in before we get, you know, even deeper into the topic is, so if people are interested in learning more about the shadow or the shadow process workshops, where can they go to find information about that?
They should go to thefordinstitute.com. They can also go to debbieford.com, but definitely go to thefordinstitute.com and we'll have all the upcoming shadow processes. We do have one that we're scheduled in Washington, D.C., and it is our first shadow process Pride edition for the LGBTQ community. But then we're going to have one in L.A. in either late November or December. We're also going to have, I think, one in Ohio this year. And then we were invited to the Omega Institute in June to do a shadow experience there. Debbie had gone there a lot. And so, you know, the shadow process we're going to be, so they can find our calendar on thefordinstitute.com.
Okay. And what about your own website? If people wanted to find out more about you or...
Well, my website is Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Casso.com, and they can find out about me and coaching, and, you know, I kind of I have my personal practice, and then I have everything that I do at the Ford Institute and all that, and I'm most excited to say I just finished writing my first book, so that's going to be coming out.
Congratulations.
I had to work through a lot of shadows to write my first book, but that's what's possible. Because to come out in any way, to live fully out in any way, like you're saying, it reminds you of, you know, coming out, you know, in terms of your sexuality. But just being authentic, being self-expressed, being vulnerable, letting people see who I really am in this book, it took a lot of, shadow work.
That's right. And that's one thing that I always tell my clients is that being vulnerable is actually a place of power. You know,
yeah.
It's not a place of weakness. It's where you can shine really brightly and just be completely yourself, you know, and that is one thing that shadow work has taught me. So Kelly, Philip wants to say something.
I just want to give the phone number out one more time and give a little bit of a disclaimer. So we always know when we're on a topic that's making people a little bit uneasy because people get a little bit shy. And so you can call in. You can use Jane or John if you don't want to use your real name. If you're scared someone's going to recognize your voice, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. We would love to, get some callers in. Totally understand that people get a little bit nervous talking about this because just the idea. I mean, I still squirm sometimes when I, you know, end up against the wall with one of my own shadows.
Because this stuff hits hard.
Yeah, and it's hard when you know, like, that person who's annoying you is really just the embodiment of that thing you're not wanting to face about yourself. It's an awkward situation. But what's great about callers when they call in is that the show gets replayed and it goes out to syndication. It shows up online. And so it ripples out. And we do get feedback that, you know, when someone hears another caller, it just helps them get closer to being able to internalize it themselves. Mm-hmm. So again, 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, Kelly, could you share a little bit, like maybe one of your most memorable experiences with Debbie, you know, in either a light shadow way or a dark shadow way?
Okay, I can absolutely. So at this point, I had taken two of the coaches' training because we train people in different modalities of coaching. So I had taken two of the different, you know, coaches' training. And I was in a mastery class, and I had just gone through my divorce, and, you know, as a lot of people have to do, they sell, you know, they have to sell their homes, or they have to have their changes, their internal and external changes happening. And so one day I was in this thing, and I was probably right before, we had had a woman who was working with my family for about 20 years, and she said that she was leaving, and, you know, she had been part of my support structure, and now she was leaving too, and it was after having gotten divorced and moved and this and that. So I walk up to Debbie, and I say to Debbie, Debbie, okay, what is it? You know, I've let go. I've surrendered. I don't get what is going on here. You know, how much more? As I explained to her, you know, this whole thing, and she just looked at me, and she goes, Kelly, you just can't embrace how damn lucky you are.
Whoa.
And
what did you do?
I was like, well, now I have a necklace that I've worn since then on that says lucky.
Yeah.
And I never got that probably, you know, I had embarrassment of being lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of embarrassment of, you know, having certain things in life. And so a lot of my self-sabotage was because I never felt worthy of it.
Wow.
I never felt deserving of, you know, being born into a situation where I got a great education or being born in a situation where just by birth I was given certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had thought about this fact that I really felt undeserving. So I always felt the need to overachieve and overwork. So you would think I just wasn't handed to it.
So what did you do, Kelly, to own I'm so lucky? I'm so goddamn lucky.
What did I started working on my light because most people, it's that goes back to that Marianne Williamson quote about, you know, owning your light. Most people have a harder time owning our light. You know, mm-hmm. we're good with going, oh, I'm stupid. Oh, I'm a bitch. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. You know, we're comfortable because we've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
But to get that I was lucky, and it wasn't lucky just for me. Mm-hmm. It was because of that. Now I can serve in a way that maybe I couldn't have served before. You know, who knows as a result, if we're all light bearers, then, you know, the fact that, you know, I might have had certain education will put me next to someone that I can say something, and maybe that person can then go influence a whole different number of people.
That's right. So let's take a break right there, and then we'll come back, finish your thought, your statement, and we're going to take a call. So you are listening to The Sophisticated Guys, David Zarza and
Philip Bryant.
And we'll be right back.
When the no wonder. Look inside yourself like your oldest friend. Just try some voice within, then you'll find the strength that will guide your way.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I really am good at picking out the music for these shows, I'm telling you. Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with the Sophisticated Guys. I'm Philip Bryant.
And David Zarza, the intuitive half.
And today we're talking about the shadow. We do have a caller who we're going to get to in a moment, but I just want to give out some information of how you can follow us. So we are on Facebook. We're Get Sophisticated. Twitter is Sophisticated. And our website is getsophisticated.com. Mm-hmm. So definitely link up with us online. We do some giveaways that are on the social media sites. And so we are doing a giveaway this week. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we put a photo up on our Facebook page and a link on our Twitter. And so if you retweet or if you comment or share on the either of the sites, you're put into a drawing. And then we put it into a random
name picker
online and we pick a winner. And so the giveaway this week is a copy of David's ebook. Uh-huh. For his book, When Spirits Call. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be giving that away. And we're also going to give a version of that away to our caller today.
That's
so
right.
So go and link up with us online on the social media sites, and then you can be part of that contest. And so let's bring Kelly back on. So I wanted to talk to Kelly a little bit about. So Kelly, talk to me about the shadow talk, which is something that people can participate in, and how people can find out more about that and get signed up for that.
Yeah, the Shadow Talk is a call we have basically every other Thursday night, and it's a free call, and we talk about the shadow because the shadow impacts every area of our life. So we have the shadow of money, the shadow of the single life, which is the shadow of, you know, expectations, the shadow of change, the shadow of risk, you know, the shadow of holidays, all sorts of topics just for people to get how pervasive the shadow is, and also it's a way to start cleaning out our shadows in all the different areas of our life. Mm-hmm. So you can go on to thefordinstitute.com, and there's a sign up link, and you can sign up for Shadow Talk, sign up to be part of our community, get our newsletters, you can follow, you know, us on Facebook, and but it's great. We have this fabulous community that's grown, and like you said, it's the people who share and the people who ask questions that are sometimes certainly the greatest teachers, because we all get so, because we're not as unique as we think. And by listening to one person share, something's going to touch your heart.
Well, so why don't we use that as a good jumping off point to take a call? So we have Cheryl, who's calling in from Kent. Cheryl, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. I was out on a walk and heard you guys, and it made me think about it, something that I've been working on forever, mm-hmm. and getting the newer and more parts of it is how I try to be perfect, and then I judge other people and judge myself really harshly. Mm-hmm. Probably had a lot to do with a depressed, kind of unavailable mother, and so I tried to be perfect to please her and my father. And I was really young, and so it has to do with not being feeling loved, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And is there something you'd like to change about that?
Yes. I'd like to be able to receive love, because I'm always sort of keeping everybody at bay. And part of that, how I keep people at bay, is by judging them, you know, on a perfect scale, which I'm certainly not on either.
Yeah. So, Kelly?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you certainly hit upon your formation of your shadow happened when you were younger. You had a certain mother that you felt the need to be perfect for. You know, and there was probably some belief, you know, if I'm perfect, then I will be loved. And now that keeps you, what happens, what we see, and typically this might not be for you, but what we see a lot is people push away because God forbid they won't be perfect. God forbid they let anyone close and they find out that they're not perfect, that we're not perfect. Then we won't be loved. Mm-hmm. Or deep down below, inside, we believe we're not perfect and won't be loved, so we don't want to feel the pain of being unlovable. And so we keep them away. And you hit it. Everything in others that we judge in others, we're just judging in ourselves. And the fact of the matter is we're perfect and we're imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing of wholeness, that you're both. And if you can accept it in yourself, I mean, I'm sure you can look at some people and see something imperfect, and it's endearing. But because for you made it that if I'm not perfect, I won't be loved. Mm-hmm. Or it's not safe to be anything but perfect. Maybe if they abused you, if you didn't do everything perfectly,
mm-hmm.
you now have this perfectionist thing going on, and it's unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, because you need to make peace with this, life is always going to be giving you situations where you get to feel imperfect, so you get to feel the shame, or they're going to be showing you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about loving, getting that you're both, and getting that you made this meaning as a little kid, and you still have this 5-year-old, 7-year-old girl running your life.
Yeah. I call it the floppy-eared puppy, you know, effect. You know, just because a puppy has a floppy ear, you know, and the other one points straight up and it looks, you know, pretty, you're not going to reject the whole puppy. Right, Cheryl?
Right.
So what can you do? And here's actually what I would recommend. What can you do to love some of your flaws, or what you perceive as a flaw?
I don't know. I don't do it very well.
Well, you have to, but first of all, you over-identify with the perfectionist part. It's like Cheryl's only one thing. She's mm-hmm. perfect or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you're missing out on all the other characteristics that make you up. You know, your smart self, or your brilliant self, or your sexy self, or your creative self, or your selfish self, or whatever, but that you're only over-identifying with one thing because that's the persona of you became the perfectionist.
Yeah.
So I need to see the imperfect stuff and find ways to make feel endearing towards it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And love,
you know,
that
I remember
part of
one time
too.
I used to leave, you know, when I was still married, I used to leave and I was the big control freak. And, you know, I'd leave lists on lists, what my kids were supposed to eat, what my kids were supposed to do. Everything was out, you know, like scripted out to a minute. And my ex-husband at the time, I remember there was one Sunday morning, they made pancakes. It was not on my list. And, of course, they burnt them. And they had a great Frisbee fight with the pancakes. Now, on my list, that would have been imperfect, but I know that moment was a perfect father-child moment.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So we're reaching near the end of the show for today, so I just want to give some information out again one more time. So thefordinstitute.com is the best place to find resources on the shadow. I recommend everyone go there, sign up for their free call, The Shadow Talk, and their newsletter. Mm-hmm. Great resources there. Mm-hmm. Kelly's website, I'm going to spell it for you, KelleyKosow.com. And Kelly, thanks so much for joining us today. It was great to have you on as a guest, and we might have to have you back on in the future to continue the talk.
I think we should. And thank you to Cheryl, you know, for being vulnerable and sharing your situation. And here's to you loving your flaws. You can do it.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660. That's 206.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at @YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, intuit.com, or call 844 letter B intuit.